Howdy, folks. You know, I just heard about a department store salesman. He joined the police force because he wanted a job where the customer is always wrong. You know, just for a change. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment here, and the Pat Buttram Information Bureau has some news for you today. Just 376 years ago, the Meat Carvers Guild of Venice, they announced that from then on, each carver would be allowed to carve for only 6 guests. Of course, the meat carving situation was different then. A whole side of beef was just an appetizer then. And the next course usually was wild boar or something. You can still find a boar or two at most any party, I guess. another interesting item here, this is National Pretzel Week. And it's high time we gave recognition to the pretzel. The rascal of the biscuit world, sort of. Well, I've seen a few pretzels that have gone straight, though. they call them pretzel sticks. I must add that this is also National Popcorn Week. How popcorn got mixed up with something as crooked as pretzels, I don't know. That's beyond me. But as a true patriot, I'll eat my fill this week of pretzels and popcorn. And, of course, this being Halloween week, it's open season on tricks or treats from now to Thursday, you know. So you better load up with plenty of double mint gum for that occasion. Nothing could be easier, believe me. Double mint, it comes already wrapped. It's easy to handle and pass around, you know. And there's always a friendly dealer close by, too. Yes, sir, you'll make a big hit with the youngsters, so you better concentrate on double mint for tricks or treats, will you? And after that reminder, perhaps we better concentrate on a little music around here. Here are Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet to sing "There's a Great Day Comin', Manana."
Manana, with a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody we're told will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums, manana. There'll be beer and pretzels, manana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream. With a happy refrain and a quart of champagne, we'll be launching a rainbow, manana. There'll be high times, high in the sky times. So come you mourners and stick your flow. There's a great day coming, manana, if manana ever
considering that music came to you live without any aid of phonograph needles or records, you know, just for plain old bathtub vocalizing, it was pretty good there, I think. You know, my cousin Biff Buttram, Biff the Big Brain, we used to call him, He could never appreciate singing because, all the time he listened to a singer, he'd be thinking about how the air washing over the vocal cords came into the mouth and then combined with the teeth and the tongue to produce the sound. He's sort of scientific, you know. His brain used to overdo itself sometimes. Like, I remember the time he insured a box of expensive cigars, he insured them against fire. And, well, the thing was, after he smoked them all up, he filed a claim. He explained the cigars had burned, but the insurance company turned around and arrested him for setting fire to insured goods. Yes, sir, to this day, Biff can't stand anything connected with fire. Well, there's one thing. Cousin Biff still gets his enthusiasm fired up about is delicious double mint chewing gum, though. You know, when you chew double mints, you've got a happy mouth, because, that double mint flavor keeps your mouth feeling cool and clean and refreshed, like. The delicious flavor, it's long-lasting for you, too, so that a package of double mint means hours of taste refreshment and enjoyment. You keep it handy in your purse or pocket, will you? Delicious double mint. Now, I suppose most of you have heard my old friend Burl Ives sing Blue Tail Fly. He made a career out of it. Yeah. One squirt of DDT and he'd have been gone, you know. But it's one of my favorite old songs, and now today, instead of having just one fellow sing it, I've made arrangements for four men to sing it, all together, we hope. In other words, the Hollerin' Harmonizers, they're going to give you what we call a multiple rendition of Blue Tail Fly.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
One day he ride around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
The pony he run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died, and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away.
They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this tree I'm forced to lie, a victim of the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. My master's gone away.
Well, that song was about as good as anything I know to set the mood for today's Buttram Bonus. Well, for today's Buttram Bonus, I'm going to pass along some suggestions on walking the dog for you folks that live in the city. Now, the first thing you'll notice is that the dog insists on being walked at the exact hour that you do not feel like walking it. Well, this goes to prove that people do not actually walk dogs. Dogs walk people. Another peculiarity of a dog is you can feed it the best cuts of a sirloin steak, all it can eat, you know, but as soon as it gets outdoors, it'll stick its nose into the ground and hunt for rubber boots or whatever trash is lying around, act like it is starved there. Dogs also love to get their paws muddy. Well, this is so they can jump on passers-by and muddy up their clothes. They have a little mud left over for the parlor rug, of course. They talk about dogs being intelligent and, you know, being able to tell you when they want to go out, but, well, it doesn't seem very intelligent to me for a dog to want to go out 2 hours before my getting up time every morning. Another favorite time you'll notice for dogs to want to be walked is during a rainstorm or, well, any kind of foul weather they like. And they'll whine and carry on to be taken out, and, you know, when you get them out, all they want to do is just come right back in again. They don't even want to take time to go tree sniffing. They the best way I know to walk a dog is move to the country and let the dog walk himself. That's our Buttram bonus for today. And Paula Richards, she's going to sing for us now, Dream a Little Dream.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper I love you, birds singing in a sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me, say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you, and in your dreams, whatever they be, a little dream of me.
Well, on that dulcet note, we'll be moseying on till the same time tomorrow, when just entertainment will come a-calling again. Well, that'll give you plenty of time to stock up on delicious double mint chewing gum. You know, get a tricks or treat supply, as well as enough for the family to enjoy, too. This is Pat Buttram, and, you know, there's a funny thing about ideas. I've found they'll never work unless you do. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.